of all, what I want to end up focusing on, very, very famous Gemara about the Dalet Rishuyos, different areas. So just in terms of one, which is intriguing from even etymologically, the Carmelis. So what does the word Carmelis mean? Very good. Okay.
Very good. Carmel, and there's one other.
Right, very good. So, just to give you a sense, if you look at Daf Gimel, Rashi, I think it's right, yeah, Rashi's on Daf Gimel, where's Rashi? Yeah, Rashi on Daf Gimel on the Beis. It says Lashon, it's from, it's called the Pasuk, it's from a forest. And just like a forest is not Rishis Ram, Rishis Yachid, it's not Rishis Yachid because it's not Mechitza, it's not Rishis Ram because no one's there. So too, Carmelis means it's not either, neither here nor there. Tosus is on what was it, Avav? Tosus says from the Yerushalmi, that has to do with it. It's a grain that's not too soft and not too dry, just in the middle. And the
caramel,
the
Ram, is it caramel?
No, Kali the caramel. The pasuk says.
Right, caramel, right. Good example. It's a specific stage of the grain's development.
Yeah, it's right.
Pizza. Right, all things good are caramel. Okay. And then also the Rambam in Parshas Mishnah says Carmelis, as in with an olive. He has the olive as in like a widow. A widow is, she's not married, by the other hand, she's not a Basul either. She's, I mean, that's just an interesting, intriguing idea. In terms of like real Lamdash Sugyas, which you could spend some time on. So one is just so you to note on Daf Vav Amud Beis, the discussion about the Midbar. So the Midbar used to be Rosh Hashanah Yachid, now it's not Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Rabim, now it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So first of all, that itself is fascinating what that means. The second of all, if you look in the Rambam quotes it as a Shisharab, as one as that. Yes, so there's a huge discussion in the Mafarshia Rambam. It's even one of those times where we throw in Rav Avram ben a Rambam, which if you've ever been around YU, you know most likely means there's almost an instinctive reaction that he's wrong. Yeah, I don't know. I think the other Rebbeim, I don't know.
I heard him on the web the other day talking about being arguing.
Yeah. What's like,
beginning of Kiddushin.
Yeah, exactly. Catholic Kiddushin. Right.
No, it wasn't a bit. That wasn't.
Not even the famous. Not even Katzaf Midav Sofrim. That's classic. That's a Ben Avraham.
I know, but I think it was maybe I don't remember.
Anyway, so with all due respect. Anyway, the point is, there's a discussion about with Rav Avraham and Rambam and other Achronim about the Midbar. That's an intriguing topic. A very fascinating topic, which the Gemara seems to end with, I think, right towards the bottom of Avraham Beis, which really, if I had the time, I really would have liked to have looked into more. Is the notion that you can have one area, which depending on which area of which halacha you're talking about, it could have a different status, right? Linyan Tuma could be considered Rishus Harabim, but Linyan Shabbos it could be Rishus Yachid, or vice versa. That's very, very fascinating. And obviously, that gets very much to the heart of not so much the definition of the place, but the characteristics of those respective halachos, and even the notion that you could have one space that's considered Rishus Harabim for some things, Rishus Yachid for others, certainly is fascinating. And finally, what you had mentioned to me just a moment ago, lurking behind any discussion, as our Gemara does, of the different Rishuyos, and what we're going to be focusing on in a minute anyway, which is the characteristics of Rishus HaRabim. So, perhaps, you know, for those who are familiar with some of the issues of Erevin in big and contemporary cities, so you may know the whole issue of the 600,000. And what you'll what's striking, of course, is that you won't see it anywhere in any Gemara. The most well-known and attributed Shita who affirms that position is Rashi, a number of places in Masechta Erevin. But it's also hinted at here, or mentioned in Tosfos, Tosfos Dibur Maskil Kan, when it's talking about the Yisrael, when they were in the desert, so Bizman Azeh, I'm sorry, Bizman Ahem, so the Midbar was considered Rishus Rabin. Why? Said Rashi, so Tosfos Mashma Ktas, he's hedging a little bit, the Andrushus Rabin Elim came with Tsuyin Shav Shishim Rebo, Kumaba Midbar. 600,000. So there's so many things to talk about. First of all, who says you need such a thing? It's not in any Gemara. So if you look in the Achronim, just two Gemara Makamos, there's a Bir Halacha, right, at the beginning of that Siman Shulchan Aruch, and there's a footnote, Shur Shabbos Kol Chasa. They collect the Shitas. There's like dozens of Rishonim on each side. Just if you were like, you need like a Ravaja to keep tabs, there's that many people. That's a major, major Makamos. That's number one. Is this whole thing, now, first of all, just to keep always in mind when you hint about this, like, which one's the Kula, which one's the Chumrah? So Rashi is the kula. Rashi says you only have Rishus HaRabim if you have 600,000. That's a huge kula, because there may be many places that don't have that, and that's only going to be Rishus HaRabim to Rabbanon, which either we'll get to throughout the course of this Masechta, or in conjunction with learning Masechta's Erevin, so then the halachos of putting up what we call Tursa Pesach, which is what you and I call an Eruv, the symbolic door, that can't be done in Rosh Hashanah Midaraisa. So if you hold that you don't need the 600,000, then, based on some of the characteristics we see in our Gemara, it's obviously a lot easier to have an area defined as Rosh Hashanah Midaraisa, and then you can't have an Eruv, the way we use the word Eruv. Whereas it's a big kula to say, like Rashi, that no, you need the 600,000, and therefore, assuming you don't have it, that's number one. Number two would be, and how do you define it? So look, what was Tosos' Lashon was Mitsuyin Sham. So what is Mitsuyin Sham? Mitsuyin means there were 6 million people in the desert. That doesn't mean that any one spot there was they were walking 600,000 that day. But yet, if you look in Shulchan Aruch and other places, I had a list of, again, with my computer failures, I didn't have time to put it together, but if you see different Rishonim, Acharonim, even Shulchan Aruch, there's different formulations. Some seem to imply, again, it would even be a bigger kula. No, only 600,000 who are walking in that place in one given day.
One given day. Where did they get that from? Yeah.
A lot of it's... everything is supposed to be like the Midbar. Yeah. You can say like, Dagalei Midbar. But different Mepharshim touch it up in the different ways. And in the other extreme, on the other side, those who don't have it, so what does that mean? Does that mean that there's no issue whatsoever of traffic? It's just a question of whatever the physical characteristics are on the side? Or does it have to be a place that at least is shaykh to have that many people just doesn't? In so many different directions, this cuts, and it is an interesting issue, and it goes very much to the heart of the issue of Erevin and major metropolitan cities. You know, as I say, those who generally are adamant about it are those who are known as the Mekilin in Echaz Erevin. So, for example, as a general rule, I remember when learning Erevin with Rav Schechter, so two of the major poskim that everything else spins off of, Lemaisa, in terms of actual Erevin stuff, are the Mishkanes Yaakov on one hand and the Beis Ephraim on the other. Mishkanes Yaakov, who was from Karlin, but he was the Litvash Rav from Karlin, so he was the big Machmir, and the Beis Ephraim, or Ephraim Zion Margolius, the Chassidus Shaposek, he was Mekel. To this day, speaking in very broad strokes, Chassidim are generally more Mekel in Erevin, really comes from the Beis Ephraim. The Beis Ephraim was a big Mekel. So the Beis Ephraim is a big proponent of the 600,000. As I say, I think if I'm not mistaken, again, this... I haven't studied these halachos in years, and I certainly didn't do it today preparing for this year. But if I'm not mistaken, I think it may have been when they had a discussion, which was a major discussion of postgame with Rav Chaim Moshe Grudzinski and Rav Chazon Ish, about having an Erev in Paris. I believe in modern times it was the first time. This is where this like finally came, because that was, I think, where some said, well, now you have enough people that could present the problem. Then you came to America, and you had the Manhattan issue, and Flatbush, and Queens. Those already can, or Moshe Feinstein has many tshuvas, they're not also coherent and not always consistent, and not everyone holds like Moshe's chumras or kulas, depending on you. I believe some tshuva, or Moshe estimated you need 3 million people to get to the 600,000, depending on, in terms of traffic, if you assume you need the traffic, not just people living in the area. Discussions of who, some posts can hold it's only Jewish men, which is a very minority opinion, most people assume it's Jew, non-Jew, woman, man. But anyway, these are all sorts of discussions which, in theory, we could have focused on because the Tosfos here does mention it. But as I say, for a variety of reasons, those are just things that for you may have looked into on your own, or you may be still curious about to look into. What I wanted to focus on is something just much more specific and hopefully won't.
I just throw one thing out.
Yeah, of course.
I saw a few years ago, I looked at it again today, there's the sheet of the Aruch HaShulchan, which basically says Rosh Hashanah doesn't exist as much.
Right.
Because it's not, focusing on what happened in the Midbar.
Right.
There's one main road or something.
All right. There's a huge kula there. There's also a famous sheet of the Chazon Ish about how Shechter always likes to talk about. It's the irony that the Chazon Ish is actually very makel based on what he defines as mafulash, which is a term that comes up in our Gemara for the first time. It was once noted. This is just as an aside. Back to our scheduled program. So in the definition of Rosh Hasharabim, the Gemara here on Dav Vav Amud Aleph, we have here by the two dots, Tanur Rabbanan, the famous Braisa, Dalet Roshuyos L'Shabbos, there are four Roshuyos, who has the pleasure of doing Dav Zayin, so we have the issue of the Karfeif, what exactly that is, why isn't that listed, that's next week study. Tanur Rabbanan, Dalet Roshuyos L'Shabbos, Rosh Hasayachid, private, Rosh Hasharabim, public, Karmelis, we just discussed, is a middle category. And then finally, a Makom Kiftur. Each one, the Gemara then goes through what the characteristics are. So what is Rosh Hasharabim? If you look three lines below that, V'ezu hirush esarabim. So the Gemara gives examples. Sracha is like a highway. Uplacha gedola is like a big plaza. If you look at Rashi a little bit up on the right-hand side, Sracha. Mesila shehochet b'mir l'ir, it's an intercity highway. There are other Rashis that don't focus on it being intercity. So whether that's important or not, that it has to link two cities is a question. Placha is a rechava shel ir, this is the big town hall, a town square. It's Ben Yehuda, Shesham et Kabsim L'skora, they get together and have business there. Finally, the third thing, umavoos, hamufuloshin, and these muvaos, what is a mavoi, says Rashi. Mavoos shel ir, these are these very wide roads. Mechavim yud vav ama, they're 16 amos wide. Hamufuloshin mishnei rashai in Laplacha, they're open on both ends, there's no door, it's not a dead end. They both open into wider, to bigger areas. All these three, zuhi, rishus harabim, gemura. These are all called rishus harabim. And then the Gemara tells us some of the halachos that are entailed. The Gemara in Erevin, this is relevant even to this West Side Erevin, which if I'm not mistaken, I think Rav Tendler was the Rav HaMachshir on. So there's an issue whenever you're worried about Rishus HaRabim Da'araisa. So as I alluded to, not from our daf, but just with background information, so the Tzuret HaPesach, what we call an Erev, does not work. So you have to have certain kinds of doors. How often doors have to be closed, what kinds of doors. So in case that maybe Manhattan, the West Side, would be Rishus HaRabim Da'araisa, if I'm not mistaken, again, I'm not directly involved in any of this, I believe that they put up doors somewhere in the West Side.
Like Christmas night.
And yeah, there's one night of the year where there's like no traffic. They have permission from the city. They go out and they close them for a little bit. And that's Yosei, to whatever extent you need that. But I only bring that up to you to mention a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin, at Avavam Ebeiz, tells us that even if you have a city, which is a Rishus HaRabim, a big city, but let's say in the olden days, right, I'm learning Sefer Yehoshua with my daughter now, so we're learning about all the cities that are conquered. So each one of them, right, Yericho and Ai, they had gates around. So you open the gate to come out, you close the gate to go in. If the gates are closed, says the Gemara, it can become Rishus HaYochid. Doesn't matter how big it is. If it's surrounded by gates, then it doesn't matter how big it's in the middle, that becomes Rishus HaYochid. That is the Gemara Masechta Erevin. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Samech Dalet quotes this Lahalacha. And why that should be, so the Mishnah Brewer there, quoting from earlier Poskim, explained, because that is no longer similar to Daglei HaMidbar. And the Midbar was a wide open space where they were encamped. So too, all Rishus HaRabim apparently have to be patterned after that. And therefore, if you have doors closed, no matter how big it is, even though it has the other characteristics, where the doors will move out to the status of Rishus HaRabim. If you just see even a Rashi on our page, if you look at the Dibur Masal Velo Rishus HaRabim, talking about the Carmelists, it's Einan Kershus Yachad, it's Lo Kershus Rabim. So what did Rashi say? De'einan domen ladagli amidbar, de'lav lehilucha de'rabim avide. Even though it has other physical characteristics, it's not similar to the encampment in the midbar, since it's not designed for mass transit, so to speak. So again, even though it's a different context, but the point is you see this as like an accepted principle that we're patting ourselves after the midbar. And apparently, the Zagmar Ervin, doors makes it too dissimilar, becomes Rishus HaYochid. That is the background for the basic discussion Rishonim, which I want to have for the heart of the shir. And it is all based on one Rashba. Rashba is quoted in some Achronim, like the Berhetev and Mishnah Brura, and Chayadam. But the actual source, the Rashba has a sefer, it's not as so well known, called the Avodas HaKodesh. The Rashba has, in addition to his, the Rashba is most well known for his commentary on Gemara. He's like a second well-known for his tshuvos. Then he has, for those who have ever studied Smicha, Yeredeya, a sefer called Torah Sabayis. And he also has a sefer, which is, I guess, the least well-known, called Avodas HaKodesh. So this is from the least well-known one, called Avodas HaKodesh. So there the Rashba makes the following distinction. The Mishnah here, the Brisa here listed, what, three things of Rishus HaRabim. The Placha, that's the town square. The Sracha is the highway. And the Mavoi are the wide streets inside the city. Says the Rashba, there's a fundamental difference between two and one. Between the Placha on the one hand, the town square, the Ben Yehuda square, and the other two big roads, intercity or even within the city roads. Namely, the Gemara in Erevin says if you close the city doors, even all the Rishus Rabbins get turned into Rishus HaYochid. That's only, says the Rashba, when it comes to a Sracha, one of those intercity roads, or Mavoi, one of those major internal roads. But, says the Rashba, if you have a Placha in the city, you have a big Ben Yehuda square, Not only is it Rosh Hashanah in the morning when the gates are open, it's even Rosh Hashanah at night when the gates are closed. Closing the gates, which the Gemara in Erevin just says, stam, that you lose Rosh Hashanah, says Rosh Hashanah Kiddush, it does not apply to a Plachia.
And that invalidates the rest of the city too?
Everything becomes Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Gemara in Erevin seems to say.
No, but the presence of
No. Just that area, whatever is defined as the Plachia, stays with Rosh Hashanah even when the gates are closed. That's the Kiddush. Where did he get it from? It's not 100% clear. If you look in the Berhetev, he quotes from the Chacham Tzvi, who says he doesn't know of anyone else who says this. The Rashba made this up. But the truth is, if you look in a Me'iri, this is not the first time, that it won't be the last time you'll see Achronim who are unaware of a Me'iri. The Me'iri as a text was lost for many years. I don't know offhand the exact history from a scholarly perspective, but they unearthed the manuscripts at a relatively recent time. In fact, there was discussions whether the Me'iri should be considered a halachic text because it was not part of the Masorah for hundreds of years. Most are I don't know if mekel is the right word, but we generally, certainly in Gemara, but even in halacha, generally you'll see posting quoting Me'iris. But not so simple, because that's why you'll, early Achronim on Shulchan Aruch, for example, you're not going to see quoting Me'iri. They didn't have access to Me'iri. So it's not surprising the Chacham Tzvi or the Berhetev say, I don't know anyone else who says it. But the truth is, if you look in the Me'iri, he quotes the Chachmei HaTzarfatim, who say this, and then he says the Gedolei Ador agreed with it. He quotes others, Yesh Cholkin, it's Machlokes, but he definitely quotes others who make the following Chiddush. Moreover, if you look at the Chiddushe Haran on our Gemara, he quotes a Ra'ah, who is sometimes is confused as arguing with the Rashba, but really agreeing. Namely, what does the Ra'ah say? The Ra'ah says that if the Platcha itself, if the square itself has doors, if you close those doors, so then it becomes Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But the truth is, the Rashba himself says that. You have to just read the Rashba carefully. Rashba is saying, this idea if you close the city doors, that doesn't affect the Platcha. And Hanami, even he agrees, if you have Vlossos Vesyom, Prathios, or Vesyom, you have specific doors for the square, so then that will do it. But the notion, which the Gemara did seem to imply, and all of the Rishonim advocate, that closing the city doors makes everything inside, it's like pulling the plug on the computer, everything changes if you close the doors. Rashba denies, and apparently the Ra'ah and at least the Day and the Iri seem to agree. It's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be rejected. It seems to be a major machlokas. Do the doors affect the Platcha? Everyone agrees, including the Rashba, that it affects the Sracha. And everyone agrees, including the Rashba, that it affects the Mokoi. But the Rashba and these others say that it does not affect the square, the plaza, the Platcha. So the question is, why? Why should there be a difference? So there's one possibility, which is hinted at, I think it may have been hinted at in that Berhetev or the Chacham Tzvi, I don't remember. Others seem to say this. I wouldn't reject it, but I'm not sure, I'm not 100% sold on it, but it's certainly worth throwing out. And that is the following. That even though the Braisa quotes these categories, these three as examples of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it does not mean that they're all Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for the same reason. What's the distinction that we could propose? There could be a distinction between the types of people that make this Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Again, if it wouldn't be used by anybody, so we just saw from right this Rashi over here, right? If it's not being used for people, right? Or even the Rashi back here about the forest, right? Or the Midbar, if it's not being used, it can't be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So which types of people are we talking about that come, whether you need it to be a minimum number of 600,000 or not, besides the point, but any definition of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim seems to imply some level of mass usage. Which people are we talking about? So the Sracha and the Mavoi, what's the nature of those roads? Who makes that Rosh Rabim? People Mechutz L'ir. Because people travel through it Mechutz L'ir, that makes it Rosh Rabim. Okay. As opposed to a Platya, also could be also hundreds, thousands of people using it on a regular basis. But even though in theory somebody could come through the town, fundamentally its purpose is to serve the people of the town, the residents. So if that is a relevant distinction, then that would very well explain why closing the doors outside the city would or would not make a difference. Because if the whole definition of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is because it serves as a transportation valve for people, travelers outside the city, so when you close the door, so then that cuts off people from outside the city. So then no more Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because it's losing its function. But the plaza, which is sitting inside, doesn't matter how much you close the out walls of the city, there could be thousands of people at 2 in the morning hanging out on Ben Yehuda. It's still just its function. It doesn't impact its function. Why should it change because the doors are closed? There's no connection. It's not a magic wand, close the doors, everything comes through. It's because it cuts off the source of what was creating it, creating Rosh Hashanah. And that would make sense why the Ra'ah and the Rashba themselves agree, but if you put walls up, right, you close the park, Central Park closes at 2 in the morning. You close the parks, and if you close the park, you close the plaza, so then it would become Rosh Hashanah, because you're cutting it off from the people who are making it Rosh Hashanah. That's one possibility.
That seems to fit much better with the Sarakya than with the Mavuot.
Correct. That seems to be perhaps why I think it was the Behetev or whoever it is may not have liked that. But the truth is that I think I'm not convinced because that it can't be right, because the whole nation of these mavois is that I think Rashi, doesn't Rashi say the mavoi leads to a sracha, right?
Well, to a, in our version it says platya.
Oh, okay.
And there's a note that says maybe take that out.
Right. So shochan me. I'm sorry. Where did it go? Yeah, mavoi shall ir rochavim. Right. Okay. Could be. What I want to focus on is a different chiddush. And just to give you not only a raya, I hope, for that, but then two nafkaminas. And then we'll call it a night. The Chiddush is not mine. It's something that I saw from Hagon of Asher Weiss in his Minchas Asher, Simon Chaf of Coast Bays. And he suggests the following. Very similar to what we said, but just a little different. The distinction is not between the type of people that are in the Platya versus the Sracha, but rather the function of the two places. It's not in-towners versus out-of-towners. It's the function. Namely, as he puts it, the platcha is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because people are mishamshim in it. They hang out. As we said, they hang out. They're doing their business there. They're socializing there, right? Rabbim is kapsim sham, skora, whatever. It doesn't have to be for business. People hang out there. They're doing stuff there. However, the mavoi, and this I think it would be able to get an advantage of this, because the mavoi would be just the same, and the sracha, they are Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because of the multitudes of people, not who are mishamshim in it, but are mahalchim in it. They travel in it.
Sracha
and a mavoi, people travel, they walk through it, the roads. People walk through it. So because of that, it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the platya, because people hang out there, it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Now, in theory, that could have been an innocuous and irrelevant difference, and that could very well be the position of other Rishonim, most Rishonim, who don't recognize this as a fundamental difference. But it could very well be that that's what the Rashba sees as the key difference. Why? Because then it makes a lot of sense again. If the definition of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is the Rabbim Mahalchim, that people traveling through, so you close the doors, you cut off the travel, period. Then there's no Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But if it's the people who are Mishtamshim, they're using it, they're hanging out there, so again, the closing the outside doors is in effect the donut in the hole in the middle. If you cut that off and said no one could use the park from 2 to 6, okay, then in the Konami, from 2 to 6, it would become Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But as long as people can use it, the fact that you close the out, again, the key is the outside of the city gates. Why should that make a difference? It makes a difference if the definition of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is because people are walking through, because then that cuts it off, that prevents people from walking through. But if it's just the people hang out there, so there could be just many people hanging out, whether the gates are open or closed, that doesn't make an essential difference. Now, a possible raya which he suggests for this notion is actually, it's interesting, if you look later on in the Masechta, in a number of different Gemaras, I put the specific topim on the sheet here, you'll see actually different suggestions made in the Gemara for the source of the Malacha of Hotzah. So one, Gemara Sadivav, talks about it being with Moshe Rabbeinu, and in the different Machanos, the Machana Levia. As opposed to others, which is, I think, maybe even the more well-known, has to do with the agolos that they had in the desert. So Farsha Weiss pointed out very beautifully, what happened in the Machal Levia? People came to hang out with Moshe, to ask him shailas, to hear his Torah, to ask him about their marriage. They came to speak to Moshe. So that's what he calls Mishtamshim. They're using, they're hanging out there, they're doing things there. But the agolos, that's all nature, it's the travel. That's the whole purpose, is the travel. So he suggests that perhaps these two different makoros relate to these two different, again, because they're not a stira. The point is, the Gemara lists all three of these as examples of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. In theory, they could all be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but the fact that they're caused by different things may, at least according to Rosh Hashanah, give you that nafkamina. Let's close by mentioning two other possible nafkaminas that we could perhaps distinguish between, if we accept this chiluk, that it depends on the usage. Is it because the people are hanging out there, or is it because people are traveling through there? Two possible nafkaminas. One, let's dovetail back with what the discussion we alluded to, the 600,000. I mentioned to you that Rashi is perhaps the most well-known advocate that you need 600,000 people, whatever shape or form, in order to be considered Shesa Rabbim. So one of the many people who discussed this and seemed to disagree with him is the Ramban. The Ramban in Erev in Daf Nun Tes, a very, very famous Ramban. There they discuss Yerushalayim of old. A lot of discussion there. So in the context, if I'm not mistaken, in the end, Ramban rejects it entirely. But in the context of the conversation, there, the Ramban perhaps says, well, even according to Rashi, you would distinguish between a Sracha and a Placha. That you only need 600,000 for a Placha. A Placha that's 600,000 is not a Shesarab. But a Sracha, one of these intercity highways. So then, even Rashi, at that point, the Ramban says, no one would say, it doesn't make any sense, say that that would need 600,000. Now, as I say, if I'm not mistaken, in the end, the Ramban doesn't even accept that. What's the rationale of that chiluk?
Wait, which one would you need 600,000?
What do you think?
No,
he said the opposite. He says the opposite. Try to think about it. Right, that's what the Ramban says. You think that makes sense?
Yeah, because you're traveling.
In other words, the whole nature of it is a public thoroughfare. As he says, it's mufkar lakol. And as he points out, I don't know if this is literally true or not, but the way the Ramban's lashon is, it's like, you know, you don't have to ever get off a highway to travel through America, right? The only thing that would stop you is you'd hit the Pacific or the Atlantic, right? It's highway to highway to highway. He says it's like lo mayad. It's open. It's highway. It's just, you know, highway as far as you can see. No, so because its nature is that it's so public anyway. There's no proprietary. It's mufkar lakol, he says. It's so public to begin with. So that, by it's assuming it had the physical characteristics, that by definition is, who cares how many people, it was a slow travel day, people were driving there, they weren't driving there. But that is a Shesarabim. As opposed to a Placha, that's a plaza inside. So the question is, since that's already a little bit more intimate, then how many people do you need there? Perhaps, maybe you need 600,000 to make it a real public place. That's so the Ramban makes that distinction, and L'cha'ora, the best rationale for that distinction would be along the lines of this chiluk. Last thing to mention, gets us back to this mufulash. What does mufulash mean? Again, in Hilchos Erevin, this is important. There are certain kulas. Some say that mufulash means it has to be actually straight. That's one of the kulas they give. In fact, even, I don't think he just relies on this, but for those of you who have ever been in Riverdale for Shabbos, or ever just been in Riverdale in general, you know, Riverdale has an Erev. Rabbi Willing made an Erev. So, the Riverdale has the Henry Hudson Parkway going right through. That's a major, highway, it's not 95, but it's a pretty significant highway. There are bridges every few, you know, blocks to go walk over, or every now and then there's that monument on 239th Street. But people walk over that monument. The Erev includes going over the Henry Hudson. So how does that include it? So I want to ask everyone, if I'm not mistaken, he has other svaras, one of which is that he relies, I forget the name of the Akron. There's an Akron that held that Mufulash means straight. And the Henry Hudson Parkway curves. So Mufulash in Hilchos Erevin, which we're not learning now, Mafulash is a very, very important characteristic, and the first source for that is our Gemara, the Mavoi that is Mafulash. Now, the way it's implied here, it doesn't say anything about straight, it just seems that it's connected from city to city, or open, so to speak, on both sides. So, let me ask you a question. The Gemara mentioned Mafulash only about a Mavoi. Is that true? Is it only characteristic that's required for the Mavoi, or is it also required for a Sracha and or a Placha? The Gemara only says it about the Mavoi. The question is that meant just to be applied back, or it was only meant about the Mavoi?
Mufulash to what? For the other case?
Rosh Hashanah.
Because it was only Rosh Hashanah, right.
And so a Sracha has to be Mufulash to some other part of Rosh Hashanah?
Well, that's the question. That's my question. So if you look in our Gemara, the Meiri says, and it's actually, you remember I told you before about the Beis Ephraim, Ephraim Zalman Margolius, who's a, because it also has a requirement for Rosh Hashanah, he's a Mekel in these sugyas. So they both hold that a Mavoi needs to be Mefulash and a Sracha does need to be Mefulash. However, they hold, and this sense would be a Chumrah, if you will, that a Placha does not need to be Mefulash.
Does that mean is it surrounded by Mechitzas or something? How does it not become Mefulash?
Or well, maybe even on one side perhaps it's cut off. Or for that matter, maybe, exactly. But that's possible. But maybe not Halachim Mechitzos. I'm not 100% sure. It's a good question. Do we have a Meiri here to double check the Lashon?
Maybe there's just the Kamalos on each side.
Right, and there could be all sorts of things that aren't necessarily Rishus HaRavim. Right? Right. So the question, the notion seems to be, again, I think somewhat connected. Because what's the notion of a foolish? What did Rashi say? Mefuloshen, Mishnei Rishon Leplatja there, and I guess it was Leplatja. Mefuloshen meaning open. Again, if the notion is that the whole thing that makes the Rishus HaRavim is the traveling, then if it's closed on one way or another, so then you don't really have full function. The Rashi says Bishnei Rishon. But if the notion is not the traveling, it's just hanging out there, so then, it makes sense why you shouldn't need to be foolish to anything. In and of itself, you don't need to be connected or going anywhere else. The notion of the sracha, perhaps even the movie also, but there's certainly the notion, is that it's connecting you. People are, it's like one of these ad campaigns. You're going somewhere.
Key West is enough.
Why?
It's only open on one side. There's one way in and one way out.
And the daughter.
Well, in general, this relates even to our Gemara a little bit, right? This discussion is, what about, the mountains or the river? Right? This is a famous discussion, right, in Gemara, about, why isn't the whole America Rosh HaYochid? Because of the, what's it called, the riverbank, the seabank? In other words, right underneath, it doesn't just end, right? It goes, it's actually very, so we don't assume that it is. But
Manhattan, there's another
sheet
about Manhattan.
Right, so some wanted to make it that way, exactly, right? So that's the question. There's a Ritzvah, there's others. The Rishonim that asked that question. This wasn't like just some rabbi somewhere having fun. Rishonim asked that question. Why aren't these major landmasses themselves considered Rishiyas? So, the level of learning, first of all, we're only at Avav, and second of all, the level of learning, the mastery of the topics, which I think we'll have even when we finish, I'm not sure we'll have the answers to all the questions. But certainly at this point we have to tread very lightly because these are very complicated, very, very complicated sugyas. But I think that it could be something to keep in mind. We're not done with this. I'm not sure how long it will continue, but certainly it will probably come back up in the beginning of the sefer. I don't think we're done with it. There's something to keep in mind, perhaps, is these two models. We can keep it as a test. Rav Asher Weiss suggested it, but we can keep on studying it and see where else it might apply or not. Again, this notion that perhaps Rishus HaRavim is because of a function of people doing things there. Perhaps the alternative is that it's a function of people traveling through there, and there may very well be, as we just suggested, three nafkaminas. One is, does the city doors closing make a difference? Number two is, do we care about 600,000 people? And number three is, does it have to be more foolish? Okay, Shlomo Shluman is giving Chabura next week, Dav Zion, and who's going to, we need someone to give Dav Ches. I'm going to be in Merz Hashem in Florida.